Good morning, everyone.
I'm so glad to have my brother Hightower with me today.
Brother's going to lead us in the scripture reading, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23.
我们开始来读以弗所书一章十五节到二十三节。
You take your Bibles and everyone can read together. Let's all stand for reading the Word of God.
好, 把你们的圣经打开, 站起来, 我们一起来读神的话语。 好, 我们来开始哈, 就是以弗所书一章十五节到二十三节。 因此, 我既听见你们信从主耶稣, 亲爱众圣徒, 就为你们不住地感谢神, 祷告的时候常提到你们, 求我们主耶稣基督的神, 荣耀的父, 将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们, 使你们真知道他, 并且照明你们心中的眼睛, 使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望, 他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰富的荣耀, 并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大, 就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力, 使他从死里复活, 叫他在天上坐在自己的右边, 一切执政的, 掌权的, 有能的, 主治的, 和一切有名的, 不但是今世的, 连来世的也都超过了, 又将万有伏在他的脚下, 使他成为教会做万有之首, 教会是他的身体, 是那充满万有者所充满的。
Before you sit down, remember, we're one body in Jesus Christ. Let's turn around and shake hands and tell those around us that we love them in Christ.
在你坐下之前,
love
让我们知道我们是基督里的身体,
God
bless you. 我们来互相问候,
love you, James.
给大家握手。 要热烈的握手哈。 要 OK。 好,
thank you. Maybe seated.
请坐。 根本就不用翻译啊, 就都坐上了。 Sorry.
You can't help yourself. We live in a world of pain.
我们今天生活的世界中有很多的痛苦。
We live in a world full of difficulty and dysfunction.
在这个世界上有很多的困难, 有很多的不和谐的地方。
We think about our families and the world around us full of depression and oftentimes disease.
我们看看我们每个人的家庭, 我们在, 我们的周围有很多人有忧郁, 有很多人有疾病。
We live in a world of disappointment and despair and discouragement.
我们生活在这个世界上有很多的, 很多的失望, 有很多的沮丧, 有很多的灰心。
The Apostle Paul is praying for the church at Ephesus.
圣徒保罗在为以弗所的教会做祷告。
And in a sense, he prays for us today as well.
他其实也在为我们在座的每一个人祷告。
That you and I would have an intimate relationship with God.
让我们能够跟神有一个非常亲密的关系。
And through this intimate relationship with God, we become more like God.
通过这样亲密的关系, 我们能够变得更加的像神。
And because we become like God, we'll be people of love.
因为我们能够更像神, 我们就是能成为一个非常充满爱心的人。
We will love our brothers and sisters even though sometimes they're unlovable.
我们可以爱我们的弟兄姊妹, 虽然有的时候, 他们很不可爱。
We will be people of hope.
我们是作为一, 是一个有盼望的人。
And the hope we have for the future sustains us and strengthens us for today.
我们对将来的心, 将来的盼望, 能够让我们今天能够有, 有勇气面对我们今天面对的。
We will be people of power.
我们是一个有能力的人。
Because that same power that Jesus Christ had to be raised from the dead, we have within us to overcome sin and live a life that is holy and blameless before God.
那能够使耶稣复活, 能够让他升天的那个能力, 也在我们今天, 让我们能够克服我们的, 让我们克服我们的罪恶, 能够过一个属灵的生活。
Today we're here to worship a wonderful God of hope.
我们今天来敬拜一个有给我们盼望的神。
We're here to worship a wonderful God of faith.
我们能 来敬拜一个信实的神。
And we're here to worship a wonderful God of love.
来敬拜一个爱我们的神。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're also here to if any of us have a care or a sorrow or a burden.
在座的，如果你有各样的痛苦，你有各样的忧虑和各样的负担。
Today I want you to take that burden that you have and I want you to place it at the feet of our Savior Jesus Christ.
今天我就让你，希望你把你的负担放在我们的救主耶稣基督的脚下。
Jesus will shoulder our burdens and comfort and care for us today.
耶稣会替我们担当我们的负担，也会给我们安慰。
You see, prayer changes things and prayer changes people.
祷告能改变事，也能改变人，祷告能改变一切。
And I can see the sunshine of Jesus Christ on your faces today.
我可以看到神，神的恩典在你们脸上有荣耀哈。
Today our message is about prayer.
我们今天的题目是祷告。
Let's start off with a man being chased or pursued by a hungry, roaring lion.
我们开始讲一个故事啊，有一个人被一个很凶恶的狮子在追，这个狮子好几天没有吃饭了。
Feeling the beast's hot breath on his neck and knowing his time was short.
他感到狮子就是在就马上就追上他了。
He prayed as he ran.
他一边跑一边祷告。
He cried out in great desperation.
他在绝望中跟神呼喊。
Oh God, please make this lion a Christian.
神啊，请把这个狮子变成一个基督徒。
Within seconds, the frightened man became aware that the lion had stopped the chase.
他刚祷告完就发现这个狮子不追他了。
And when he looked behind, he saw the lion kneeling.
他回头一看发现狮子跪在地上。
His lips was moving in obvious prayer.
他的嘴唇在动在祷告。
Great relieved at the turn of events.
他的一颗悬着的心就掉到肚子里。
He was desirous to join this lion in meditation.
他想跑到狮子旁边跟他一起去祷告。
So he approached the king of the jungle.
所以他就跑到狮子旁边。
When he was near enough, he heard the lion praying.
当他走近的时候，他就听到狮子在祷告。
The lion looked at him.
那个狮子看着他。
Then the lion looked up at heaven.
然后看看天。
The lion said, "Oh, bless this food, O Lord, for which I'm exceedingly grateful."
神啊，感谢你赐给我这样的美餐。祝福食物。
This morning we're going to examine the first of his two intercessory prayers in the book of Ephesians.
我们今天早上来看保罗在以弗所书的中为以弗所教会所做的祷告。
First we're going to see Paul's praise for the Ephesians.
我们首先来看保罗对以弗所教会的赞扬。
Verses 15 and 16 says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints."
十五节十六节这样讲，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱的众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
我已经翻译那个了。好、keep going.
Oh, you already read that.
Yeah.
Should have known that. In a 1978 interview, Lou Holtz, at the time.The head coach of the then number one rated football team, the Arkansas Razorbacks, modeled and stated his philosophy of coaching.
1978年有人在采访当时在美国大学生橄榄球队排名第一的主教练，问他执教的方法和哲学。
At practice, Holtz grabs his players by their face mask and shakes them. He swats them with his hat. He throws his hat down in disgust.And he takes his manila folder and he hits him on the rear end.
就说这个人，这个教练是一个非常有名的教练，他非常善于鼓励他的队员，他会用各种各样的方法来激励他们。
He says, once you get things going, then you build confidence.
他就说一旦让他们动起来，他们的信心就会起来了。
He says, you praise loudly and you criticize softly.
他说你要大声的赞扬，要很温柔的批评。
He says, you praise loudly.And you criticize softly.
他说你要大声的赞扬，但是要温柔的批评。
Remember that when you're speaking to those around you in your life that you love.
要记着这个，当你跟你周围的人相处的时候。
Then Paul praises them for their faith. He praises them for their faith.
保罗赞扬他们的信心。
Because or for this reason, the believer's recognition of every spiritual blessing, as we saw in the first two messages.
就是说，这些门徒们从他们的心脑子里是知道神赐给他们的各种各样的属灵的恩典。
Reasons like election and predestination and adoption.
像拣选、预定、收养。
Grace and redemption and forgiveness.
恩典、救赎和饶恕。
Wisdom and understanding.
智慧和了解。
The sealing of the Holy Spirit and inheritance.
圣灵的印证和基业。
Paul's prayer.On the basis of all these truths, he wanted them to know God personally and intimately.
保罗的祷告就是说，让他们不只是只知道这些事实，而是人能够切身的、亲身的认识神。
To know God personally and infinitely and intimately is the greatest knowledge possible.
能够跟神有这样亲密的认识，是我们人所能期望得到的最高的智慧和知识。
The atheist claims there is no God for us to know.
无神论者说，这个世界上根本就没有神。
The agnostic says that if there is a God, that we cannot know him.
怀疑论者说，就算有神，我们也没有办法认识他。
See, Paul had met God in the person of Jesus Christ.
保罗亲自的经历了神，就是在耶稣基督的身上。
Remember, Jesus said to doubting Thomas in John chapter 20 and verse 29.
耶稣在约翰福音二十章二十九节对那个怀疑的多马说过
，Because you have seen me, you have believed, and blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed.
你看见了我才相信，那些没有看见就相信的有福了。
Do you believe in God today, though you have never seen Him except by faith?
你今天相信神吗？也许你虽然没有从来没有见过神，除了在你的信心之外。
If you have, if you do, you are blessed today of God.
如果你真的是相信神，你是被神祝福的，你是有福的。
Furthermore, I would like to thank you today for your faithfulness at church.
今天我感谢大家对这个教会的忠心的服侍。
I'm thankful for your disciplined endurance at Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church over the years.
我感谢你们这么多年来对教会的忠心的服侍。
I first preached here in 2002.
史密斯牧师第一次在这里讲道是2002年。
Many of you have been faithful here for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, and even more.
你们在座的很多五年、十年、十五年，无私的替神摆上。
Some of you men have been serving here since you were young men.
在座的很多弟兄是在很年轻的时候就在这个教会里服侍。
Remember when we all had flowing hairs on our head, beautiful hair on our head.
你们过去脑子上曾经有很好的头发。
Those were the days, my friend.
那是很美好的日子。
Paul also praised God for their faith and for their love.
保罗也赞美以弗所教会，因为他们的爱心。
Paul heard of the Ephesians' faith in Christ that would be their vertical relationship.
保罗听到以弗所教会对神的信心，这是他们跟我们在天上的神的关系。
And their love for all the saints, which would be their horizontal relationship.
他也听到他们对他们周围的基督徒的爱，这是他们跟周围人的。
See, a proper relationship with God should lead to a proper relationship with other Christians.
当我们跟神有好的关系，我们跟周围的基督徒也会有很好的关系。
Let me say that once again. A proper relationship with God.Should lead to a proper relationship with other Christians.
如果我们跟神有好的关系，我们跟周围的基督徒也应该有好的关系。
If you as a Christian do not have a proper relationship with other Christians, then I would say you ought to check your relationship with Almighty God.
如果你跟你周围的基督徒的各位周围的人的关系不好，那你应该回来看一看你跟神的关系是什么样子。
And even in Matthew, it says, if you don't have a right relationship with God, don't go to the altar. You need to go to God first. Make things right with God. Make things right with that other Christian. And then you can have the kind of relationship with God that you would like to have.
马太福音曾经讲过，如果你恨你的弟兄，你就不要去献祭，你要跟他关系和好之后，才能到神的面前来献祭。
There's a story about a man who was walking down the street.
有一个故事，有一个人在街上走。
He passed a used bookstore and he looked in and he saw a book that was entitled How to Hug.
他看见那个书，橱窗里有一本书，那个书讲的是什么？是如何拥抱。
He thought it was a romantic novel, so he went in to buy the book.
他以为是一个爱情的小说，他就买了。
With a big smile on his face, he discovered that wasn't a romantic book. It was the seventh volume of an encyclopedia, which had the words how to hug.
对，就是说他把这个书拿回家，他发现这并不是一个爱情的小说，而是一本百科全书。他这个百科全书写的题目就是从如何到拥抱。
Everyone knows that the church is a place where love ought to be given and love ought to be received.
每个人都知道教会是一个我们互相相爱的地方。
People come to the church hoping for a demonstration of love and care for one another.
人们来到教会也希望能够得到这样的爱，能够看到这样的爱。
Oftentimes they only find an encyclopedia on theology.
就像这个人似的，他会发现没有发现真正的爱，而是发现很多关于神学的教导。
Someone has said, to dwell above with saints we love, oh, that will be glory.
有人讲，如果我们在能够跟天上我们那些所敬爱的圣徒在一起，那是很荣耀的一件事情。
But to dwell below with saints we know, well, that's another story.
但是在世界上跟我们所认识的，可能一些并不可爱的基督徒在一起，这就是另外一回事。
Paul was a missionary, but he was never too busy to pray.
保罗是一个传道人，但他是从来没有因为他太忙而不祷告。
Secondly, we have Paul's prayer to know God personally.
保罗替以弗所教会祷告，让他们能够切身的认识神，真知道主。
Verses 17 through 19a.
17节到第19节的上半部分。
Go ahead and read those verses, brother.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。在那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业何等丰富，有何等丰富的荣耀，并知道他向我们这人的所显的能力是何等浩大。
What Paul is saying here is the ultimate goal of our lives ought to become is that we should become like God through an intimate knowledge of Him.
保罗在讲的是我们生命的最高的目标，就是要像神，通过我们跟他的亲密的关系能变得更像神。
You see, the better we know God, the better we love God.
我们越好的认识神，我们越能够更好的爱他。
The clearer we discern his thoughts, the more fully and more gladly we will obey him.
我们更越好的了解他的心意，我们也能够更高兴地遵守他给我们的旨意。
Paul wanted us to know God personally through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
保罗让我们能够通过赐我们智慧和启示的灵，能够更好地认识神。
The word wisdom, which is Sophia in the Greek, gives insight into the nature of things.
智慧让我们能够洞察事物的本质。
And revelation is the unveiling of the object discussed, namely,the person of God himself.
而启示则是神对我们亲自的显现。
And the purpose of having this wisdom and revelation is that we might know him, that is God, better.
神赐给我们这样的智慧和启示，就是让我们能够更好的认识他。
The Greek is the phrase in knowing of him. The knowing refers not to an abstract knowledge of objective facts about God.
在希腊文他用的这个认识神，并不是说你只是抽象的知道一些关于神的事实。
But it's knowing him, and the Greek word is epignosis, which means to know him intimately and personally.
而是说你跟神有一个非常亲近的、非常非常切身的这样的认识。
For what do we yearn in life?
你在你的生命里渴望什么？
The call to be God's person is often in terms of a right belief couple with right desires and right behavior.
当神呼召你做他的子民的时候，他会同时赐给你正确的信仰和正确的愿望和行动，让你追求正样该做的事情。
It's the idea to live from the heart and from the head and from the heart and to believe and to yearn for the right things.
他就说不只是让你从脑袋里活，靠你脑袋里的知识活着，而是靠你心里对神的了解活着，让你能够追求你当追求的事情。
In the Shema, the focal text of the life of the Jewish person, we see this kind of call.
就是生命记哈，是对犹太人生活来说非常重要的一本书，他曾经讲过这样的呼召。
It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. That is a right belief.
是 actually 是那个生命记六章四到五节，他是讲说以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，这是一个正确的信仰。
It says that you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. That's the right desire and the right action.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你们的神，这是给我们的正确的渴望和行动。
Yet all of us struggle with this. We have a problem with this.
但是我们每个人做出来的时候都会有各种各样的困难。
Perhaps this could be the focal challenge of our lives.
这也许是我们生命中最重要的挑战。
Our hearts are not always what and where they ought to be.
我们的心经常没有放在正确的该放的地方。
Jesus said in Mark chapter 4 and verse 19 that our hearts are often set on the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth.
耶稣在马太福音四章十九节这样讲，我们的心经常放在这个世界上的忧虑，对钱财的迷惑上。
We are oftentimes in need of cleansing and spiritual surgery.
我们很多时候需要属灵上的清洁和改造。
We often yearn for the wrong things in life, things that drowned out God's voice and our love for Him.
在我们的生命中，我们经常追求不该追求的东西，这些东西把神要给我们讲的话和我们对神的爱都挤掉了。
I must ask myself daily, for what am I yearning or desiring for today?
我每天早晨每天都要问我自己，我今天最渴望的是什么？
To what are my energies and my efforts being drawn?
我的工作和努力的方向是什么？
Am I like Moses drawing near to God in a face-to-face intimacy?
我是不是像摩西一样，每天能够让我自己能够跟神能够面对面的有那样亲近的关系？
Moses cried out to God, Teach me your way so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you.
摩西向神祷告说，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你面前蒙恩。
Or am I like Solomon, whose heart was divided as he turned to other gods?
或者我的心是像所罗门，我的心没有专一在神上，而继续追求别的神。
Today, do you know God personally and intimately?
你今天是不是能够跟神有这样的切身的知识，能够这么亲密的认识他？
God has a passion to know you today.
神今天想认识你们每个人。
Today, if you haven't done it, place your faith in Jesus Christ's sacrifice for your sins.
如果你还没有做，就请你把你的信心放在在十字架为你受死的耶稣的基督身上。
Receive the wonderful gift of salvation that He offers freely to you today.
接受他白白赐给你的救恩。
Today could be your day of salvation.
今天可以是你得救的日子。
Paul prays also that they would know God personally through the eyes of their hearts being enlightened.
保罗也祷告，让他们通过心灵的眼睛和心灵的眼睛知道神恩召的指望。
The focus here is not on God choosing us, but the outcome of God's plan for our lives in eternity.
这个重点并不是说神拣选了我们，而是神在永久计划中给我们永久计划的果效。
Paul wants us to know that God's call makes a radical and positive change in what the future holds for us.
保罗想让我们知道，神对我们的呼召，对我们的将来有一个非常彻底的，而且非常积极的影响。
See, God's desire is that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened, so that we would know the hope for which He has called us.
神的目的就是让我们 我们的心灵的眼睛能打开，让我们能够看到他给我们，他呼召我们给我们的指望。
Knowing what God has planned for us gives us an invincible hope in a hopeless world.
当我们知道神在我们生命中的计划的时候，虽然你的周围有很多很多很绝望的事情，但是你能够有希望面对他们。
And hope can be defined as faith standing on its tiptoe, just looking over.
就是说，信心可以像，就是我们可以像小孩子一样，站在我们的脚尖上，能够满怀希望的看神要赐给我们的东西。
Paul prays that God's desire is that the heart, that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened so that you would know the riches of God's glorious inheritance for us as his saints.
就是保罗希望我们能够知道，我们作为神的子民，他给我们的应许是多么的丰富，是多么的荣耀。
But again, God's desire is that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened so that we would know his incomparably great power for us who believe.
他也希望我们能够知道神在我们身上他有多大的能力，他能够做多伟大的事情。
God has built a bridge from no hope to hope in our lives.
在我们的生命中我们可能是没有希望的，但是神给我们建了一座桥，能够让我们走到有希望的地方。
And this hope should change the way in which the Ephesians lived as well as the way we live today.
这个希望能够不但是改变以弗所教会的生活的方式，也要改变我们每个人的生活的方式。
There's a couple verses that tell us about that power.
有几段经文讲神的大能。
2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3.
彼得后书一章三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
And then Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13.
腓立比书二章十二节到十三节，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美德。
As we have heard that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, empowering us.
我们知道圣灵在我们中间给我们力量。
Holy Spirit works through us and gives us the power to live our lives.
神的圣灵在我们身上工作，给我们力量，能够活出他的荣耀。
And the Holy Spirit is working His will out in our lives, filling us and controlling us.
神的圣灵充满我们，使他的计划在我们生命中能够实现。
Why would He do that?
为什么圣灵这样做？
That we might live lives that demonstrate His perfect will and the abundant life that He has promised us in John chapter 10 and verse 10.
就是让我们的生命能够活出他的美好的计划，也能够得到他在约翰福音十章十节里给我们应许的丰富的生命。
See, God's called us to be His future people.
神呼召我们做他将来的子民。
And this hope that we have changes everything because it becomes the basis upon which we live this life in the present.
我们这样的希望，这样的盼望，应该改变我们所有的生活方式，因为它是我们新的生命的一个根基。
Thirdly, we see Paul's prayer to know God through His power.
保罗祷告，让我们能够通过神的大能来更好地认识他。
First of all, we have His resurrection power.
我们第一能够看到神复活的大能。
And Brother Hightower will read 19 through 21.
Okay. Tony, 就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And Paul mentioned three manifestations of God's power which are seen in Jesus Christ.
保罗谈到神的大能在耶稣基督身上的三个表现。
First, this energetic power that was exerted in Christ when God raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in heavenly realms.
第一个表现就是神把耶稣从死里复活，把他提到天上，让他坐在他的右手。
And this same resurrected power the same power that resurrected Jesus Christ and exalted Him is the same power that's available to us as believers today.
就是当年神使耶稣复活的大能， 今天也在我们 生活中可以有，我们也可以得到。
Then we have restoration power.
他有神，有复兴的大能。
God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything.
神又将万有放在他的脚下，使他成为教会，做万有之首。
The second manifestation of God's power is seen in Christ through the placing of all things under Christ's feet.
神的大能的第二个表现就是他把万有都放在耶稣基督的脚下。
You see, when Adam sinned, all the way back in Genesis, he lost his headship over creation.
当亚当在创世纪他犯罪的时候，他就失去了神给他掌管世界的这样的一个权利。
And Christ, our victorious Christ, was then made head over all creation as the king of this universe.
我们得胜的主耶稣基督是成了这个整个宇宙的主宰。
But that exalted position that Christ has will be fully realized not today but in the future.
但神耶稣基督被高举的这个位置是要在将来才能会完全的实现。
Thirdly, we have reigning power.
我们有他统治的大能。
Verse 22-23 says, For the church which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way with all blessings.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The third manifestation of Jesus Christ's power is the appointment of Jesus Christ as head over the church.
神的大能的第三个表现就是耶稣是成为教会的头。
As we said, the manifestation of Christ's power as a headship over all creation will be in the future, but now he is head over all the believers.
我们刚才说的就是神耶稣基督做万事万物的头要在将来才实现，但是他在今天就已经是我们教会的头。
The church, which is his body, consists of all believers everywhere, all over the world.
教会作为基督的身体是包括全世界所有的基督徒。
I think about our Christian friends in, I'm kind of adding this on here, our Christian friends in Australia, in Asia, all over the world, they've already worshipped God on Sunday.
我们在澳大利亚，在亚洲的那些基督徒们，他们已经把他们星期天的崇拜已经过去了，因为他们时间比我们早啊。
So all 24 hours on Sunday, God's being worshipped around the world.
我们24小时在整个地球不断的我们在敬拜神。
See, Paul's prayer points us as Christians to Christ's power in the present world as well as the world to come.
保罗让我们意识到耶稣的大能不只是在今天，也有在将来。
See, the early church believed that the new age had already begun because of two events.
早期教会相信耶稣的新的时代已经开始，因为有两件事情，他们相信这个事情。
That would be the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
第一个是耶稣的复活，第二个就是圣灵的充满。
Their hope was founded in the resurrection and in Pentecost.
他们的希望是放在耶稣的复活和在五旬节圣灵的充满。
Because of our hope as Christians, we live between the times, residents of both this age as well as the age to come.
我们作为基督徒，我们这样的盼望，让我们不只活到今天，也活在将来耶稣再来的时候。
That requires us to change our worldview sometimes.
这需要我们要改变我们对这个世界的看法。
We change from a view that most of the world has, which is a view of that the world is meaningless.
很多这个世界上很多人觉得这个世界是一个没有意义的世界，生命是没有意义的。
And we have the world view that God's age has begun, and this hope that we have will ultimately be given to us in the future.
但是我们的看法是说，神的新的时代已经开始，他给我们应许的这样的盼望，他会最终会赐给我们。
We are empowered by God to live lives of confidence and hope.
神给我们力量，让我们能够活出信心，活出盼望。
Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10.
保罗在腓立比书三章十节这样讲。
I want to know Christ, and I want to know him in the power of his resurrection.
我想要知道基督，想要知道他复活的大能。
And I want us as believers and as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ to live lives of power and lives of hope and lives of love.
我希望我们在座的每一位，对基能够生活出我们的耶稣的
，sorry power， I forget too power hope and love，
我们的希望爱和这样的大能。
In our slide, we see God's power toward us. Knowing God's power gives us confidence in our prayer.
我们这个在这个投影片上看到神给我们的大能。
See, God's power is bigger than physical illness.
神的大能是大过我们身体上的不适。
When we go through physical illness, we believe that God loves us, and God is bringing about His perfect will in our lives, even though we're struggling and going through pain.
当我们经过身体上的病痛的时候，我们要相信神给我们有一个美好的计划，他能够帮助我们能够经历这样的痛苦。
We often have financial struggles.
我们经常有经济上的、金钱上的困难。
We often need the good stewardship of money that God has provided for us.
我们应该做神赐给我们的金钱的好管家。
And this should be good stewardship should have an extended period of time as well as a good job. We all need a good job to wrestle with these financial problems.
我们也需要有好的工作来能够解决我们金钱上的负担。
An old Detroit African American minister, Reverend Dollars, often said,
有一个在底特律的老的黑人牧师曾经这样说，
It ain't the love of money that's the root of all evil. He said, it's the lack of money that's the root of all evil.
他说，爱钱并不是万恶之首，没有钱才是万恶之首。
I don't know about you, but it's like that for me sometimes. Sinful habits, we need to ask God for help, and we need to ask maybe a brother or sister in our church to be an accountability partner.
我们有犯罪的习惯，我们需要从神那里得到帮助，我们也许可以在教会里找到可相信的弟兄姊妹帮助我们。
And we need to go to God and ask Him for strength and help through the Word of God and through prayer.
我们希望通过祷告来到神的面前来得力量。
I know some of you are in school, so we want to God will help you through your school exams.
你们做学生的，你们可能会担心你们的考试。
It's a great idea to pray.
你当然需要祷告。
It's even a better idea to study.
你还是要不光是要祷告，还是要念书啊，还要准备。
Job relocation.
神的大能也会超过你面对的工作的变化。
Have faith.And have great faith in a great God.
对我们这个伟大的神你要有坚定的信心。
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we will ask or think, according to His power that is at work within us, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20.
以弗所书三章二十节这样讲：神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Sometimes God, like Abraham, asks us to step out.In a step of faith and trust Him with everything that we have.
神曾经让亚伯拉罕离开他的家园，去到一个他不知道的地方。我们也要有这样的信心，神会带我们去好的地方。
I remember when Debbie and I went to Australia, we didn't know anybody, but we went there, we trusted God, and He provided everything that we needed.
史密斯牧师跟他的太太曾经去澳大利亚传道，他们去之前他们没有认识一个人，但是神给他们有丰富的预备。
You know, God is bigger than our broken friendships as well.
我们可能会有破碎的关系，神也能医治。
If you have a broken friendship or relationship with somebody, God wants you to resolve them biblically.
如果你跟别人的关系不好，神希望你能够通过圣经的原则把他们恢复。
And many of you know the four rules of communication, correct?
你们知道有关于交通的四个原则。
If you don't know them, check with us later. We'll help you with them.
如果你不知道的话，可以完了之后问史密斯牧师。
No. Okay. and then sometimes, you know,We go through a very troubling time in our lives where we have a loss of a loved one.
有的时候我们会经过非常痛苦的时候，就是我们失去一个非常亲爱的人。
When these happen, we need to commit ourselves to God and to depend upon Him.
我们当这个事情发生的时候，我们就要把我们自己全部的交给神，而且是完全的依赖神。
Don't allow the circumstances to make you a bitter person.
不要让这些事情让你心里变得苦毒。
Allow God to make you a better person through this difficult valley in your life.
让神通过这个你这个生命的低谷能够让你变成一个更好的人。
Anybody out there ever been mistreated?
在座的有没有人曾经被别人
If you have children, you've been mistreated, I know, but
你是不是被别人虐待过就别人对你不好的对待你啊。
We all go through difficult times in life.
我们每个人在生命中都经过艰苦的时候。
Once President Abraham Lincoln was asked how he was going to treat the rebellious Southerners when they had finally been defeated and returned to the Union in the United States.
美国南北战争的时候，有人问北方战争的北方的总统林肯说，如果你把南方打败，把他们那帮人抓回来，你会怎么对他们？
The questioner expected that Lincoln would take vengeance.
这个问问题的人觉得林肯肯定会说要好好的报复他们。
And yet Lincoln said, I will treat them as if they had never been away.
林肯说我会对他们就好像他们从来没有叛逃过。
Paul said in Colossians 3:13, bear with each other, forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
保罗在哥罗西书三章十三节这样讲过，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕，主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Again, we always look to our Savior as the perfect example as to how we ought to live our lives.
我们要看到我们的救主主耶稣基督，他给我们做了一个非常美好的榜样，让我们怎么活我们的生活。
God is bigger than our marriage problems.
神的大能超过我们婚姻里所面对的所有的困难。
Not that I have any marriage problems, Debbie.
史密斯牧师的婚姻是非常快乐，没有任何问题。
I don't like that. Whatever you said, I don't know.
Something good.
Yes, yeah, sure. Marriage is not so much finding the right person as it is being the right person.
有人说和谐的婚姻，并不是在乎对方怎么做，而是你自己怎么做。
And then there's family issues.
有家庭的问题，神的大能。大于家庭的问题。
I'm talking about children.
在讲孩子。
Annoying brothers and sisters.
那些烦你的弟兄，兄弟姐妹。
And then there's the outlaws in the family. Outlaws, in-laws, outlaws.
In-laws, 哦。你的公公婆婆，你的丈母娘什么就是家庭里你可以想到的各种各样的关系。
If you have family members, you're going to have family issues.
只要你们家里有不同的人，你就会有各种各样的问题。
Someone has said this as well. Love cures people. Love cures people, both the ones who give it as well as the one who receives it.
有人这样讲，他说爱能够治愈我们。他治愈的不只是那些收到爱的人，而且治愈那些给予爱的人。
In closing today, do you have any burdens, any cares that you'd like to place before the Lord today?
在我们结束之前，我想问你，你心里有没有负担，有没有担忧，你愿意把它放在主耶稣的脚前？
During our invitation song, if you have anything you'd like to bring before the Lord today, come up and just pray at the family altar.
所以如果你有这样的负担，我们愿意你来到神的殿，神的祭殿，神的坛前，然后把你的负担放在他的脚下，我们会听你。
One of your brothers and sisters in the church will come up and help you and encourage you and shoulder your burdens with you.
我们教会的弟兄姊妹会替你祷告，会安慰你，会鼓励你，会用神的话来帮你度过你的困难。
Is there a sin maybe that you'd like to confess before God today?
也许在你的生命里有罪。你需要向神来confess 认罪，你要需要向神认罪。
Is there a reconciliation? Do you need to be brought back together with a loved one here at the church or someone in your family?
你是不是需要跟你教会里的弟兄姊妹或者跟你家里的亲人，你需要恢复你们的关系。
Our Savior Jesus said, Come unto me, all you who are weary and overburdened, and I will comfort you and give you rest.
耶稣在马太福音曾经这样讲过，他说，凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我让你们得安息。
And let me challenge you again, maybe today you need to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior.
我来向你们挑战，也许今天你需要把你的信心放在主耶稣上，让他做你的救主。
Jesus always stands with open arms, ready to receive us and to love us.
耶稣的怀抱永远是向你敞开的，你可以任何的时候来到他里面，他会接受你。
Maybe today the Spirit of God's speaking to you and wants you to send a note of praise or encouragement to someone.
也许神的灵要感动你，让你今天向某位弟兄姊妹表达你的感谢，表达你的赞扬。
I just challenge you to obey the Spirit of God as He speaks to you today.
我也是鼓励你能够按神的感动来做他感动你做的事情。
And may this intimate relationship that we have with God overflow into the lives of other people.
让你能够跟神的这样一个美好的关系成为你周围人的祝福。
And may God richly bless you with all the riches that you have received in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
让神大大的祝福你，他给你赐给你的这样各种各样的祝福，在你的生命中能够。
I'm going to stand right here. If anyone would like to come as Brother Howard comes to lead us in the hymn, I Surrender All, page 287, you may feel free to come forward and we will pray with you. 287.